Patricia Isasa is a survivor of torture who has been fighting to bring her torturers to justice for decades. Kidnapped in the months following the 1976 coup in her native Argentina at the age of 16, she was tortured and released 2 years later. Since then, as she pursues her case through the legal system in Argentina, she's received death threats, been the focus of a documentary, and traveled to the United States to join the annual demonstrations against the School of the Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia, where many of her torturers were trained. Uprising has been covering her story since December 2006. Patricia returned to the United States on a speaking tour in advance of her case going to trial this summer, and I caught up with her at KPFK last Friday when she was in town for a speaking event. Can you begin by telling us when your case, what happened to you, entered the justice system in Argentina? How long has it all been going for, and how far has it gotten so far?
Well, my case was a special case because start for one special reason. For 20 years we don't have a law in Argentina to support the cases, and that's the reason because I went to Spain to try to find justice. Garzón George requested the extradition for 5 people in the first time in the early years in 1998, and finally in 2002 the government refused to send the people, and that's the reason because I could open the first trial in Argentina during the impunity, the last 2 years, during the impunity law. Then, in 2004, the new administration, Kirchner, his progressive than the others, he take off the 2 impunity law, and then so many people could be open a new trials or reopen the last trial.
Now, why is your case significant? I mean, there have been other witnesses who and other torture survivors who have not survived, who have been disappeared.
Mm. Yes. Well, in unfortunately, my case is from my case and from a few many people. We hope in the next time the governments, and we put pressure to try to make a case for genocide.
So your case would be representative of the many things that happened at the same time?
In fact, my case represent, but in the term with law, it's only for my personal repression and for a few groups. Mm. But in fact, for the society, we represent close to 1,000 people who these kind of guys, the repressors, kidnap and torture, and for so many, they kill. We are talking about close to more than 500 people they kill. And then they put the bodies in the clandestine graves.
Have there been any convictions already in your case or related to your case? Any convictions, any people already convicted or who have been sentenced?
No. This is a case who happened in the city Santa Fe, mm-hmm. and it's the first case in Santa Fe.
So let's talk about some of the new stages in the case. We've been talking to you since 2006, late 2006, I think was the first time we interviewed you on Uprising. It's now early 2009, so the case is progressing, but it is slow. Tell us about a new stage in your case, and tell us about Antonio Ramon Ricciardi.
Well, we could find Antonio Ramon Ricciardi is a military who received training in the School of America. He's a person who, in 1974, received training, and he be involved in a serious involved in the intelligence force, and he have a responsibility to close to 1,000 people to kill, and well, first they kidnap, then torture, and finally they kill. They have a high responsibility in these cases.
So not yours directly, but other cases similar to yours?
No, it's directly because he decide who became alive or who not, or he decides, for example, how many people, for how long they be in jail, and how many people be in jail, or how many people be disappear, and he have a strong decision for our about our cases.
And is he? Where is he right now? And you know, how were you? How did this come about?
Well, we are looking for him because we try to put him without bars, and we are pretty sure he's alive.
But he's laying low right now. He's.
But is in Argentina? You know, we have some cases. They change the surname. They change their own identity and something. It's happened for a lot of repressors. Mm-hmm. And that's the is our problem to find them. But we have proofs and we are close to put him behind bars.
So this person, Ricciardi, is a direct link between what happened to you and other people like you in Argentina and U.S. policy, because he was trained in the School of the Americas.
Exactly. He's a very good example about the foreign policies with U.S. against Latin America. I could say against because this kind of policy have the responsibility to kidnap, to torture people, and kill close to, we're talking in Latin America, close to 500,000 people.
Tell us a little bit about some of the others who are also awaiting trial alongside you in Argentina. Who are they? Are their cases similar to yours, and are they also awaiting trial?
Yes, so many people there are waiting trials. The point is the repressors have a very good lawyers. The lawyers, the only focus is to pretend or to try to delay it, because this is the only defense. They couldn't tell for the society they make a war or the reasons because they kill so many people. The only defense is delayed the cases to try to don't receive a sentence.
So your case is going to go to trial in the summer?
Yes. We are pretty sure my case starts this summer. Mm. Yeah.
And how much attention is it receiving in the country? I mean, I know there was a documentary that was done about you a couple of years ago that was widely viewed in Argentina. Mm. Is the public keeping close interest?
Yes, and it's a good combination because in this moment we have a progressive government. And it's better when you have a progressive media and progressive government too, because you be more close than the people. The reality is close for the people, no? And the rule with the media is very, very important in the development of the societies.
Right. So the media are giving a lot of coverage to this and are giving favorable coverage to the survivors like yourself.
Yes. And in fact, I have a new documentary. It's a Canadian production. It's about torture. It's more international, but the focus, more or less, is the same. It's to denounce the political, the foreign policies with the U.S. and the practice. And the practice continue. The practice with the School of America continue.
They just renamed the institute.
Yes, continue. Yeah, they renamed, but they didn't change. They changed only the name. They didn't change the manual, but that's the reason, because Abu Ghraib looks like Argentina 32 years ago.
The School of the Americas, as it was formerly known, now called the Western Hemispheric Institute for Security Cooperation. And I'm talking with Patricia Isasa, one of so many people in Argentina and around the world who is a survivor of the policies, of the practices that were taught in the institute known formerly as the School of the Americas. She's currently in the United States. Patricia, let's talk about why you're here in the U.S. What is your goal here in the U.S.? You've come, I know, in the past to join demonstrations against the School of the Americas. There are these annual protests. But why are you here now?
Well, I came first to Washington to lobby in the Congress House to try to close the School of America and to show what happened with what are the consequences, the national and the international consequence for the School of America's teach. And the other is I try to make a tour and to talk with the people, to give lectures and to
so
share, to join.
Tour.
Yes, it's a speaking tour to join what happened in my case. But my case and my personal experience is the experience with more than 30,000 people in Argentina and more than 500,000 people around South America.
And what sort of reaction are you getting from Congress? Do you see support? Are there members of Congress that are aware of your case, that have met with you, that are supporting you?
Yes, yes. In fact, I met with so many people who represent California State. And probably they are more progressive than the Bible Bill, we could say. But I feel more... progressive ideas. They are be able to listen us, to make a little compromise, to say, well, we are be able to close the school. From we talk not to close the school. We talk about to cut the fund money,
the funding
for the school. This is a way to close the school.
Right. So, do you find that a lot of lawmakers, a lot of Congress members are sort of looking at your case as something that is in the past, that they, you know, that this is not seen as very relevant or important because it happened so many years ago?
Yes, but the point is, my case is only an example. Of course, it's happened 32 years ago.
And do you talk to them about, you know, as you were mentioning earlier, Abu Ghraib is like,
yes,
what Argentina was?
Yes, but that's the point. Mm-hmm. If one day I found the picture with Abu Ghraib in the newspaper, I said, but how is possible in so far away place, 30 years later, it's happened the same like me, is because they have two or three coincidences, and they are not coincidences. The foreign policies, the terrorist state, and the manual with the School of America, or another schools, but they
similar
look like
ones.
The same,
right,
of course.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about back to Argentina again. I had mentioned that there were several witnesses over the years that have been disappeared, people who've not survived to tell their story. What is your personal security situation like, and how do you live in Argentina?
Well, I received 2 years ago death threats, and I have bodyguards. And my life is pretty complicated. But sometimes I know this is the cost, this is the price who I pay, because I'm an activist, because I have a strong compromise with the human rights, with truth and justice.
What has it been like for you these past so many years fighting for justice in your case? I mean, you know, another person might have said, well, I don't want to worry about it anymore. I want to move on with my life. It's too difficult to deal with it every day. The you know, what happened must haunt you. How do you, you know, how do you do it so many years on, and why do you do it so many years on?
Well, I do it because my first time in the concentration camps, when I saw this new world, we could say, with new rules, with new law, and so close with murder, I decide for myself, I'm going to talk about this, I'm going to be kept alive, and these guys, they could torture me, they could rape me, but they couldn't touch my mind, my soul, and my heart. And I'm going to talk, to denounce, and this guy, they're going to be behind bars one time. Because when I be in the concentration camp, when I saw what's the people live, I decide for myself to talk.
Patricia, how can listeners support your case, your cause?
For some many ways, but especially I have a letter and some people could sign. And when I return to Argentina, when the case starts close to summer, next summer, I hope to receive your support, because these people, the repressors, they kidnap and kill one witness the last 2 years, and I'm in a dangerous situation.
And I can imagine also pursuing this legally must also be very costly, very expensive. Is there a way that people can financially support you as well?
Yes, yes. Yes, that is a very, very important point, because we have lawyers, but it's very, very compromised. You must to be able to work a lot of time for these cases, because they have lawyers so expensive.
They have the millions, other side as fancy lawyers.
They
yes.
have $1 million to buy. You know, when the television showed the documentary, they offer to the television. They ask how much it cost the movie, and then they offer the double to buy the space. I said, put a fancy movie.
So they try to buy off TV station from.
Of course, they could buy lawyers. They could buy volunteers to defend me. They could do anything. They have money. They have power, and they are serial killers. Mm. The illness people.
So where is there a website or an organization that people can go to financially support you, to morally support you?
Well, it's www.soawatchla.com.
SOAWatchLA.com stands for School of the Americas Watch, LA.com.
School of Americas Watch. And I hope in a few time I'm going to have my personal website. It's my name, Patricia Isasa.com, R-A-R.
PatriciaIsasa.com.ar. So listeners can check that maybe in a few weeks or months.
In a few months.
Okay. We'll try link to that and the other website as well from our website later today. Patricia, I want to wish you the best of luck to stay safe, and I hope to be talking to you this summer before your trial starts. Maybe we can call you from the U.S. here while you're in Argentina.
I hope to finish this. This terrible story. For me, when the case finished, for me was end point with a very, very important part with my life, and it represent and it's a symbol for so many people who they couldn't begin a life. And in this moment, when the repressor received the sentence, I hope to say in honor for so many people who they kill, these people would say it in Spanish, they could be safe and in peace.
Again, Patricia, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Patricia Isasa, an Argentine torture survivor. You can find out more about her case at soawatchla.com. And in a few months, her website should be up, patriciaisasa.com.ar. That's patriciaisasa.com.ar.